couple of folks claiming to represent Prince William of Britain recently made an appointment with Marilee Sullivan of Panama City Beach, Florida. They said the prince might want to spend his spring break, as many American college students do, in Panama City Beach, and they wanted to know what enticements might await him there. But Mayor Sullivan was more suspicious than flattered. He joins us from his home. Mayor Sullivan, thanks for being with us.
It is my pleasure.
What'd you do, sir?
Well, the first issue that was suspect, if you will, was the fact that the young lady that called representing the palace called at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and when I thanked her for staying so late to make that call, she said that it wasn't late at all.
It would be 6 hours ahead in
it
Britain,
would
wouldn't
be it? Just about, yes.
Yeah,
sir.
Right, okay.
The second issue that caused me some trepidation was the fact that when I asked for a number that I might contact them, they said that they would get in touch with me.
She must have thought you just fell off the watermelon truck.
I have been green, but it has been a long time since I have been that green.
Well, a lot of people, though, would have said, oh, they're not getting an appointment, but you decided to have a little fun, didn't you?
Well, he wanted to be cute, and that is a weakness of mine. But the inane questions that he asked about Waffle Houses and if one had taken him at face value, one would have thought that the young prince was probably, if not a lech, that he would soon be one.
Now, I didn't know there was such a thing as an inane question about a Waffle House.
Well, as he posed it, let me assure you that it was. I think he said, what about this Waffle House?
Oh, well,
and,
all right.
And then I told him that it was an American icon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Waffle House, Waffle Iron, Waffle, Waffle, Waffle. And I also explained to him that it was the food of choice for spring breakers because it was as kind going down as it was coming up.
Oh, my. Oh, my word.
Really?
Oh, my word. Did they know you were joking, Mr. Mayor?
No, sir. They were more taken with themselves than they should have been.
Now, they wound up issuing that we should explain this as some kind of a video news service that put this out on the web, right? And they thought that they had a real scoop.
I will tell you with all candor that I did not know who they were, but I did know who they were not.
Is there a party that's just a little disappointed? I mean, could Prince William have a good time in Panama City Beach?
I would like to think that everyone that took an opportunity to visit here could find a way to enjoy themselves. Let me assure you that the issue for these gentlemen was the more spectacular. I have been a police officer for 28 years, retired as chief of police for this community, and people that do pre-visits to see if a community can host a dignitary don't inquire about the issues that these gentlemen wanted to know about.
Well, what did they want to know about, out of curiosity?
Well, they wanted to know if he could drink, and they wanted to know about beads for breasts. And I explained to them that if the lad had the wherewithal to buy enough beads and threw them at enough young women, that there was a strong probability that one of them might display a body part.
I don't think the Prince of England has to go all the way to Panama City Beach, Florida to see...
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, right. Thank
you. I mean, if the world was your oyster, would we be your pearl? Well, would we now? I don't think so either.
You're funnier than any damn British mayor we've ever met, Mayor Sullivan.
Well, I'm afraid that I'm a lot more simple than most politicians, and I take some enjoyment in that simplicity. But I'm not quite as simple as those lads thought I was.
Mayor Sullivan, we're inclined to say that it's the prince's loss. We'll be down there later today, okay?
and we will have a special place for you.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Well, thanks, Mayor Sullivan.
My pleasure. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Marilee Sullivan of Panama City Beach, Florida.